Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bite the tail, suck the head. Isn't that what they say?
See that?
But
me,
I had said bite the head.
No, it's you bite the tail, suck the head.
I said, yeah, that's what you do. You suck it. Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything that requires me sucking something.
Oh, a bunch of grown men out
there. All right, this is a manly show.
Those are just bugs.
Head.
This is
all
a
they are.
Very masculine, old school
bugs.
Show.
A big one.
All right? We don't drink
don't
out of straws either,
them.
Do we?
I don't care that you boil them. It's full of dirt.
All right, man. Anyway, the banana balls are coming.
That's a fantastic move.
Not the banana balls, but the banana ball is coming to Memphis. It's the Indianapolis Clowns versus the Party Animals. Brad says they do play to win.
It's not fake like wrestling. It's they play to win.
Okay.
That's what Brad says.
Got it. It wouldn't matter to me. Don't they twerk at home plate when they come out and stuff?
Yeah, that's,
like,
when they do that, Brad, it's not real.
Right. I mean,
it's a different kind of real.
They do like backflips and stuff. It's just entertainment. It ain't like maybe they don't care who wins.
No, I see his point. I mean, we have a real winner,
right? But it's not. Is it? Did the Savannah Bananas lose? Like I don't. I honestly, I thought they were the Harlem Globetrotters. I thought that was the whole idea. But I don't know. Either way, it'll be a fun weekend in Memphis. Two dates, man.
You're gonna find out because you've already entered for tickets.
I won't know until January though.
Cool.
So I'll keep you updated. Anyway, good stuff. Part of the podcast is going to join us at 125. We'll talk Memphis basketball with him. Lots of news this week. John Calipari, he caught up with. Get into all of that with him at 125. Jason and John, are you trying to find ESPN? Sonic, that's America's Drive-In. And you download the Sonic app, you get a lot of perks, like the salted caramel toffee iced coffee. Your purchase comes with a free salted caramel toffee iced coffee when you redeem it in the Sonic app. Lots of just, you know, little perks like that, right?
That's
right. Who wouldn't love just a nice little sweet caramel toffee iced coffee? It sounds like fun. Got the double Sonic Smasher, the corn dog, the mozzarella sticks. Man, there is always something for everybody at Sonic. It's America's Driving.
That iced coffee gonna cost you about $7-$8. Somewhere else, you know it too. You know exactly the places that I'm talking about. You can get it at Sonic for the free. You can download that app, take care of your business, or you can get it for just $2.99. Again, not that $7-$8. It's going to be somewhere else. It's perfect with that breakfast, ultimate meat and cheese, breakfast burrito. You can do it from Sonic. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, doesn't matter. Sonic's got all the options, and they're all good and all priced so well. Make sure you download the app, take advantage of all those perks John's telling you about. Live free. Eat Sonic.
So Hitman Hoops had a report earlier today. We were actually weirdly talking about this week about the assistant spot and what Penny planned to do with that. You know, Nolan Smith went to take the job at Tennessee State, leaving an opening. It has not been addressed. And Hitman Hoops said today that Penny Hardaway is zeroing in on two names to replace Nolan Smith. One of them is Sean Forrest, who has been here before. And then the other is a current NBA assistant and former NBA player, Roy Rogers. Now, do you remember Roy Rogers?
Yeah.
I don't really remember Roy Rogers, man. I'll be honest. He's a former Grizzly, not a Memphis Grizzly, a Vancouver Grizzly, but has been around the NBA for a long time. Sean Forrest has been here, before. He was here in 22-23. And was also here the year after that. So he's been around, he was only here for that 1 year, and then he went to McNeese State. and helped kind of build that there. They made the first tournament since 2002 at McNeese with him on staff, and then they won their first ever NCAA tournament game with him on staff at McNeese. Okay. But again, his nephew, Ryan Forrest, that was committed once upon a time? Remember that name?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know where he's at now. And then Roy Rogers has been with the Portland Trail Blazers most recently in the NBA. Been an NBA assistant for 2 decades. And again, it's just like that NBA, you know, pipeline of development that Penny likes to keep, which would sort of make sense there. I don't know. I think I would prefer the recruiting at this point, you know, if Sean Forrest has more of an in there.
Absolutely. Particularly because Nolan Smith was very useful and instrumental in that part of, you know, in terms of helping Penny. He was a guy that, so I would want another guy that brings some of those chops to the table. And sure, having an NBA skill guy is great, and a guy that's got that NBA bench experience. But I want another guy that can help me find my guys.
Yep.
You know, having a right hand, as Nolan Smith seemed to be for Penny last offseason. So that's I tend to lean your way there.
Yeah, I mean,
in terms of preference.
I wrote way back when this happened. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I wrote when it happened that it doesn't really matter who your hire is, because the only thing that matters is like how much money you have in terms of recruiting these days. But it doesn't hurt if you have like built-in relationships either. Obviously, it ain't gonna mean what it used to mean. You know, used to is like, oh man, I've known this guy for 8 years. You know, I trust this dude. Like, I'm going with him. They don't mean that anymore because everybody's out here dropping bags. But you know, okay, if it can get you in the conversation, or then you talk about money. You know, that's what college athletics and college basketball is in 2025. It's not about, you know, oh man, what kind of relationship can we? It's like, how much money do you have?
Yeah, agree completely, and you and I are on the same page fundamentally with that. But if you're Penny Hardaway, you don't want to be the guy that by himself every offseason is the one.
Exactly.
You know, I know you can only trust yourself, and sure, you want to know something about each player you're bringing to the roster, but you don't have to go out and do all that work now in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the thousands of transfers that are out there, you want somebody that can help bring some to you, and especially somebody that knows you. Right, gets to know you, what you want.
Exactly.
And then that process becomes so much easier. So you're right, in the end, it's about, can you give that guy the NIL he's going to need?
Yep.
But you don't want Penny doing all of that work.
That's exactly
right. I mean, especially here lately where you've had entire rosters to fix. Now, again, and I think this is key, Penny has already said there's 7-8 guys on this team that he wants to bring back so that he's not having to do this every year. And as we've said, that's the key to success. In today's college athletic game, it's bringing back as many as you can. The best teams in college basketball last year did. And so hopefully this, you know, that's why I lean that way. Have somebody that can be your right hand in terms of gathering those folks. You know, bring you some candidates in addition to the ones that you've already identified.
Yep.
You still need those identifiers because you don't want, I mean, your job as a head coach, you don't want all the responsibilities on you.
Yep.
You delegate those to your assistants. You have more than ever, and
exactly.
I think that's why a guy in that position would be extremely valuable.
No, I think that's exactly right. Like,
that's what Nolan was helping him do.
Take somebody, you know, hire somebody that can take some of the load off, right? You're not doing most of the legwork.
Nolan's help did that. Stansberry was before that. He's kind of had that guy here the last few years.
Has.
And so that's why I like going down that path.
He absolutely has. And that is a difference. It's like right now it's kind of all on him. You know, like it's – you know, at least with Sean's, like, all right, this is – like, that's what I worry about. Like, Roy is not going to – like, Roy has done
it
before.
He's been in the league.
He has been at Alabama, but most of his time has been spent in the NBA.
Right.
And it's like, dude.
He's going to start looking at all them Zooms and going through these thousands who we want. His eyes going to start watering.
No question. Like,
you know?
you are used to, like, film and, you know, all that. Like, this is not that. This is like, you got to call a mom, you got to call a dad, you got to call a kid, you got to deal with an agent, you got to deal with all the...
Go get the numbers and everything else, man. That's legwork.
Yeah, man.
So, and Penny seems to have found a nice little niche here, having a guy like that next to him to fill out these rosters.
That's exactly
right. But
hopefully
going forward, you're filling out less of your roster.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Penny at this point, we kind of know how he moves, right? We know how Penny moves. Very rarely will he bring in somebody that he doesn't know. Or hasn't worked with in the past. You know, it's just kind of been the way of the world for him. Whether it's like Andre Turner or Jermaine Johnson or, you know, Madlock was obviously one of his first hires here. Seems like those are the hires that tend to be
Yeah, but Nolan and Rick weren't guys necessarily that that's he right. would, you know, came up with or have relationships
that's
with.
True.
He's gone out and that guy has been an outside guy lately, you know, brought great resumes to the table and especially in their player getting ways.
Right.
So again, I think in this case, you'd be willing to get someone maybe you're not as familiar with if you know for sure they're bringing some real chops to the table in terms of the kind of guys they're going to help you pull out of the portal.
No, that's fair. That's completely fair. We were just talking about it this week, and it was interesting to see, you know, Hitman talk about it. Again, it's not the, you know, most high stakes hire in the world. You know, it's just not. I mean, it's a second, third assistant, whatever. And in the end, you're Penny Hardaway. But you want to have people that you can entrust. Like, hey, I don't have to do
stat.
You know, exactly right. And some guys are better at that than others. I mean, that's just the truth. Like, Sean has been in the college game for a long, long time. He's been here. I think players do tend to trust him. Mm-hmm. So I think that will be – I lean more toward that being –
feels like it's more beneficial.
Agreed.
Potentially with him.
Yes.
They both bring a set of skills that would help you potentially.
Yes, because let's be honest, man. When Penny took the job, that was a great edge. The edge was that come here and I'll develop you better than anybody else can develop you for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't resonate in the same way in 2025 that it did in 2018.
Well, I would use PJ Haggerty as the example.
Right.
Who's going to develop you better to be an NBA point guard than Penny.
Right, and he left.
And he goes take the bag.
And he took the Kansas
took the
money.
State, at one point he's hoping to hire us less.
95% of these kids, they don't have that view, right? They don't have that long-term horizon.
Look at what Penny's done for Quinn Grimes and some of these other guys that have gone to his point guard. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
These guys are not going to take less to be developed. They're just not.
That's the way to put it.
You know, whereas, you know, in the old days, I'm saying old, it was like, you know, friggin' 6 years ago. It was like, I might go to Memphis over a Kansas or something like that. Didn't Precious commit to Memphis over Kansas? I'm pretty sure he did because he felt like Penny had a better development plan for him than whoever else was recruiting him.
It's like NBA staff. At the
yeah. Point. And so, exactly. It was Penny. It was Mike. Right. It was, I don't remember who else was on there. But, yes, it was definitely like that was the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And that draw just doesn't – so and no disrespect to Roy Rogers, but it's like Roy Rogers. I'm not going somewhere because of Roy Rogers. Like former Vancouver Grizzly, former Memphis Hound Dog.
Yeah, had to look it up here. Alabama.
Yeah.
Was a shot blocker.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
You know, I don't need, respectfully, NBA development from Roy Rogers, you know?
Well, I can get that from Penny.
Yeah, right. So he doesn't really help Penny in that way.
If Penny has the money that I want.
Yes.
Because, again, it all goes back to that.
Exactly. I'm happy to be developed for the NBA if you pay me. If you don't pay me, you can't, I don't care. Because most of these guys, again, they want the money now. They don't have that. And I understand that and respect that because the chances are, dude, you're not playing in the NBA. That's the chance. You know, PJ Haggerty probably not going to play in the NBA. He's just probably not. So he should go take, you know, even though he would have made more money here. I mean,
he blew that.
Yeah, he fumbled
that's
that. But like,
trying to get you to say.
You know, a similar.
He said
player.
Nico did it. He did too. He
right.
fumbled the bag. He had a better offer here in the 100%. End with Penny and what he was familiar with.
I mean,
he blew that. Him and his dad.
He did get developed here because he became a second team All American. You know, I mean, he just did. It was a great system for him.
He had the ball in his hands here.
He did.
Because Tyrese Hunter took a step back.
I think he's totally going to regret
ridiculous.
It. Now he'll dry his tears with. He's still making $3 million. Although $3 million goes pretty damn far here too, buddy. So, anyway. That's where it is. It was reported today by Hitman Hoops that you know some names out there on the candidate list. We'll talk a little bit about this with Parth Upadhyay. Get his thoughts on this.
Yeah.
He talked to Cal yesterday. He had some things he wanted to address with us and confront us on in terms of the way that maybe he thought we handled an interview.
Well, I'm looking forward to them.
And I'm always excited to hear
pushback.
You know, how can we improve? How can we do better? Right? Comments, suggestions.
Is it constructive criticism or is it hate?
That's right.
And, which one?
And you decide. I think it matters. I think it matters because the haters, you know, they always are the loudest. You know what I mean? They have to expend the most energy on that, on the hate. There's a better, I'm going to get the better adage, but stay tuned. Parth Upadhyay next. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arthur Podjai covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Friday at this time. He joins us now. He got a chance to catch up with Cal. Like, we all kind of got a chance to...
He's making the rounds, yeah.
...touch greatness yesterday. obviously going to be in town October 27th as part of that exhibition. Now, you did have a little bit of an issue, it seemed like, with our lack of pushback. when Cal said the media is snake or snakes.
Yeah, I was listening to the live interview and it just kind of, you know, I'm walking around the house doing dishes, whatever. And then he dropped that line, like, you can't get in bed with a snake. And I was like, what? Did he really, what? He called us. Does he know he's on air with local media?
Hey, of course he knows that. But it seems like you wanted us to take a stand like we're, you know, Walter Cronkite.
I mean, at least like a little... Friendly jab back. Like, come on, Cal. Snakes, bro. Snakes.
I mean,
you could have hit him with one of those, right?
I kind of agree with him. I kind of think the media is snakish.
Some of y'all are snakish, Paul.
John was like, absolutely, coach. And just moved on to the next question.
The snakes. They're everywhere.
Bro.
John did that.
I think there are a lot of, I think there's a lot of media that are. So, you know, I don't necessarily think he's, I mean, you got to think about it from his perspective. He's probably been friendly with all these people when they lose a game and then they turn on him, you know? So he feels like there's
columnists and whatever. I know a lot of these just kind of get blended in, right? He's not looking at beat writers and then columnists in one category. He's looking at everybody.
Do you think Penny Hardaway or Ryan Silverfield would call us snakes?
Totally.
Not us by name, but in terms of media as like this entity, yes, I'm sure they share that sentiment.
Because when they're taking it personal, we're
awesome.
The ones that write critical or negative pieces,
it's their
name look at us.
I do think Penny's come around, though, right? 100,
that's why I tried to tell Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying, Penny should keep fighting. Penny turned a new leaf last year.
Man,
that's working pretty good for him.
Cal was like, never surrender yesterday. He was
I grew up a fighter.
I'll never surrender. I'm like, damn.
Man, he is something, man. He is something.
He is. Was that your first conversation with him?
No, I spoke to him 2 years ago for a story I wrote on Derrick Rose coming back to Memphis as a Grizzly. Oh. And you know, I even asked him yesterday, like, his tone then and his tone now was completely different regarding the city of Memphis, regarding the Tigers basketball program. I asked him in 2023 in October, like, hey, do you ever think, like, while you're an active coach, will you, your former players, or that 07-08 team in particular, do you think y'all will ever be honored by the University of Memphis? And he was super short. You know, he was like, you'd have to ask them that. I don't know. And obviously, you know, that tone, that tune has changed, right, in terms of what Cal's saying now. And he just kind of said, you know, time heals all. And that's how he put it yesterday.
You know, first of all, Cal is 66 now.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting up there, you know. And I know it's kind of hard to believe that he's that old, you know. And so I think, you know, I'm not saying he's like old in terms of like, oh, he's going to kick the bucket tomorrow. But
he took offense to that when you called him old yesterday.
I didn't call him old. I said he's been coaching for so long that he's coaching the sons of players he used, you know, which is – that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's it. That's 30 years.
DeJuan Wagner's son and Omami Thierro's son.
Yeah, because not only, I mean, those guys have to grow up, too. You know, those guys have to be born and they have to grow up. And
correct.
So that equals lots of passage of time. But I do think that, you know, he's just kind of checking off the box. I think the sentiment is softened enough in Memphis at large that this can happen.
Do you expect any... like audible boos? I know some people will boo, obviously, but like when he steps on to center court at FedEx Forum, hear boos?
I don't think so.
And they need to walk him out there with his players around him, and then no one
and his wife.
That's
yeah.
the way you do
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
you know, and it's probably the proper way. Now, if he was walking out with that 07-08 team, probably be going nuts.
100%.
You're talking about everybody standing.
Yes.
You know, but still no boos. So I mean, I'm hoping they don't do because yesterday he spent all day. And as we call it, the car wash, or like they do at ESPN, hitting all the shows. He hit everything, dude. And that's not just, again, about Cal and trying to raise his brand. Dude, that's something that benefits St. Jude, but also this Memphis program in the city.
Uh-huh.
And he was out there selling it yesterday. So how can you, as a Memphis fan, you know, not at least appreciate that, even if you still harbor, you know, some of those old feelings about how he.
No,
how
I asked him about that, and he didn't have to do any of this, obviously, right? Like, right. I guess St. Jude himself and Penny told ESPN, like, hey, like, when this gets broadcast on, what is it, ESPNU, I believe, right?
Yeah.
St. Jude
right.
Tip-Off
yeah.
Classic. When this gets broadcast on ESPNU, like, we want to showcase the city, right? That's Tom Lee Park, that's St. Jude's campus, that's FedEx headquarters, everything. So, you know, ESPN was like, all right, fine, but you're going to have to do some legwork for the promotional stuff for it. You're going to have to come back to Memphis and walk around at these places with Penny and talk to people and do all this sort of this mini promo tour of sorts. And he was more than willing to do it.
To clarify for me, so Penny was out there with him in a lot of these things yesterday, apparently.
At many of these stops,
okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. That's good.
Yeah. All right, so got that going on. Penny has still not decided on the starting lineup, correct?
No, he said, you know, two, three weeks ago, he was like, by the end of that week, he would have it all laid out, right? Starting lineup,
coach
rotation.
We've been waiting.
And we asked him again, what was it, Tuesday, when he spoke in that first formal availability of the preseason, of the season, really. And he said he's not there yet. And he wouldn't even put one guy, you know, penciled into the lineup. He said they're all kind of fighting for starting roles, which I think is a good sign, right?
I think so. What about Sincere and the chances that he's, you know, because that's been where is that date now? It's right before, isn't it? November.
Mm-hmm. It is November 6th, and the season officially begins that Saturday, November 8th.
Well, that's what
at
I'm
home
saying.
Against San Francisco.
At this point, I just wonder if that conversation about starters and that discussion and him figuring out is not including Sincere Parker. I mean, have to kind of go that route now?
I don't think so, and I might be completely off base here, but it sounds like from everything that, you know, Arthur Horn is attorney said publicly and everything that Penny said, like, they are not only sticking by Sincere Parker as this plays out, as this remains unresolved, but they're doing business as usual. Like, he's participating in practice as a full participant. Like, he's probably going
to
play in the exhibitions.
I was
like,
about to ask you that.
In the exhibitions.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they get it done, but I think
they must feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, no, they must.
Yeah.
Sounds like they do.
That's the vibe I'm getting from you.
Yeah. Well, that would be welcome news. They were picked to win the American this week.
First time ever that they were picked to win the American in 2019-20, but they were co-favorites with Houston. So first time ever that Memphis is a standalone favorite in the coaches' poll in the American Conference.
That is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
To hear those words. As bad as this league has been over the years.
I mean,
Memphis
there was Houston.
Houston existed, but Houston wasn't always Houston in this league. It took, you know, till about 2018.
17-18, yeah.
Yeah, like it took that long. So, I mean, it just kind of speaks to a couple of things. It speaks to how down Memphis was, you know, when they got in, and it speaks to how great Houston was at the peak of this thing. So, I do think that's more to do with it than the current climate, but it's not a great sign for Memphis because the coach's poll pick never wins.
No, I was listening to y'all yesterday, and I'm trying to think back as well. Like, when's the last time the coaches got it right in this league? It wasn't last year, right? Last year was UAB. That didn't happen. Memphis won. The year before that, it was FAU. Well, no.
South Florida won,
right? So you keep going back and back. I think
they would have got it right in 2020.
One of those Houston years. Houston's final year, but that was automatic.
Yeah.
Right? Kelvin Sampson had that thing rolling.
Yeah. I think it's just like they nobody really knows, so Memphis gets the benefit of the doubt because – you know, they won it last year.
Which is notable because last year they did not. And obviously they won it last year. But, you know, I think that kind of shows you, right? Like some of the work that Penny's done to stabilize this thing is being noticed and is being taken into consideration.
Well, they won it last year. I mean, that's
what
it is. Then, I mean, to
simplify, yes.
Yeah, because I think, you know, first of all, Jason and I were talking about it. If you're gonna go do away with any preseason polls, college basketball is actually the one. Because you were talking about people
so much variance.
Not knowing, you know, year to year, right? Like, how the hell can you possibly guess? Oh, I think this team's going to come together. They have 18 new, you know, whatever. You know, football, at least, like, you can say, all right, well, they have the best quarterback in the league, right? Or they have the best, they have the return, or they have the things like that. And they did away with that anyway. So I think we should abolish college basketball preseason.
I kind of like it. It gives us content, right? Like, it gives y'all stuff to talk about in the air. It gives me stuff to write about. And it gives us discussion points at a slow time.
I still would just use the betting markets. Like, I think the betting markets have South Florida as the favorite.
They do. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, this means nothing. This is just like, it means nothing to the daily. It means that the coaches respect Penny Hardaway and
sure.
The job that he is. That's what it means.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean anything in terms of like actual outcome. obviously.
No, I don't think so. It's hard to say, especially, man, after you get to like five.
Yeah, South Florida.
Who knows?
South Florida is plus 185. Memphis is plus 220 in the betting markets in the American at Caesars. So
that's
some separation
because
I think they were like both 210, and now there's been some separation now.
Wonder why that is. Wonder where that stems from.
I would love to hear people who are betting South Florida, like, why? Like, what what's your reasoning? Like, do you think Memphis is going to have cohesion or something? Like, I would buy that.
Yeah. I'd be a good column idea or story idea, whatever, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, but you have to, you know, figure out who's betting South Florida to get the answer.
Exactly. Talk to
can you do
professional
that?
Bettors. I don't know.
Just put it out there. Who's betting South Florida?
Yeah, put it on Twitter.
That's good.
No, what'd y'all think of Rowan Brumbaugh, preseason player of the year?
It's
a respectable choice. He's a hooper.
Yeah, it was a DEI.
I would have went with Doug McDaniel.
That's what I said.
Just because we've seen him.
But again, he was in the league. So he got the nod.
Is that what happened with Kendrick? Did Kendrick get preseason player of the year?
It had to be a Houston guy, right?
And it would have been based off.
I think it was him and Marcus Sasser were co-preseason players of the year. And then Marcus won it, if you remember.
But point being that Kendrick had been in the American at SMU, and so having him there, I'm trying to.
It was just Sasser.
It was just Sasser.
He was not co.
He was not co. And Kendrick was coming off, if I'm not mistaken, the American Conference
player
of the
year for SMU.
Yeah.
So that was my question is they don't have guys that didn't play in the American last year as the favorite.
I don't believe
that's what I'm trying to figure out is if, and that's the reason Doug McDaniel is not the.
So, I mean,
preseason player.
AAC, like, okay.
Because last year is Lindeborg, right?
Yeah.
Right, the guy that had been in it for UAB. You didn't have one of the Memphis transfers over him. He had been in the American. That's my point. I don't think they pick if you are a transfer in.
Yeah.
I don't think
unless it's just overwhelmingly obvious, right? Like, if Lindeborg did not exist and Haggerty still comes in last offseason, then I'm sure he would have gotten that nod because he was a 20-point-per-game scorer.
I don't have –
Again, he was the
been at Tulsa.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Had
yes,
been
yes.
at Tulsa.
You're absolutely
to
right.
That rule,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I don't have.
I don't think we've done it, is what I'm saying, right?
No,
I don't have the 23, 24 would have been interesting because FAU came in, right? So, and I think
that was John L. Davis and Elijah Martin who got,
yeah,
which was interesting because two teammates got co preseason player of the year.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, it was their about. I was looking at it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So that would have been an example of where they had not been in the league the year before.
Those two,
yeah,
that year,
yeah,
okay,
and then. 24 last year would have been Lindeborg.
Correct.
And then this year is the guy that was in the league. So I do think where applicable they would have gone with, you know, and Memphis like reloaded everything. So they didn't have a guy. They lost DeAndre Williams, obviously. So they didn't just have a guy that they could hand it to and say, because if DeAndre was still here, I'm sure they would have given it to DeAndre over Elijah Martin or whatever the case. But they just didn't have that guy that on that roster that year in terms of a holdover. So I think it was interesting that there was no second team guys for Memphis.
Man, the
no Sincere Parker.
Omission of Sincere Parker, I thought was crazy. I think, you know, if everything goes right, I know he's got a legal situation to get through and other stuff to deal with before, you know, we can even get there, but this guy could be a first teamer in this league, right? Like he could be the number one scoring option on this team. I think it will be Doug McDaniel ultimately, but Sincere Parker is going to be a candidate.
Yeah,
that role.
It seems like I wasn't there. Obviously, it was going on during the show, but it seems like they're already sort of adopting this like
underdog.
I know it's like the underdog, you know. But
I kind of like it, right? Like it's kind of cool.
You be an underdog if you were picked to win your league, though? Like, how do you do that?
No.
Nationally, you can be an under. Like, you know, when you're going to play Purdue and Louisville,
and they will be.
And maybe Texas Tech in the Bahamas, whatever.
Penny sometimes plays his best games as his best games when he plays the role of David.
There's a meme. There's literally a meme out there of Penny Hardaway. Like, when he's a favorite, it's like a little chihuahua. When he's an underdog, it's this big-ass dog. You know? Like, there's a meme out there of that. Like, he is really great. He's like Dan Campbell. He's like the college basketball version of Dan Campbell. You get this guy as an underdog, giving points, you know? I mean, he's just going to be unbelievable.
I mean, Maui last year, they guys made a run to the finals, dude.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Best run they've ever had.
He
even when he was a player.
Like if
Cal never got to the finals.
If you ask me, like, where what is Penny the like? What is his best trait as a head coach of college basketball? What
motivator? Is it a player motivator?
It would be
big game
preparation in big games.
Yeah,
big game coach.
Now I know people would say it's a tournament,
right,
you know,
and they're saying it.
Yeah,
and that counts.
It does count. It does count. And he's fallen short in those games. I mean, it's a very small sample, though. It's like.
It is a small, yeah.
You know, you're talking about really two games. You're talking about FAU, you're talking about Colorado State. I mean, that's the one you're talking about in terms of him falling short.
Man, it was up 10 on Gonzaga at the half.
Yeah, I was going to say Gonzaga.
He was a big
up 10 on the one seed. Yeah, yeah, one he was.
They fought hard.
They played well in the first half.
Yeah.
Drew? Yeah, came alive second half.
That actually lined up pretty well for Memphis because they were an 8 seed and they really weren't an 8 seed. Like, they were better than that because they had Durin I don't really know.
Some of the early season hiccups with the drama.
I guess they weren't that great because Amani didn't give you anything. And then, you know, Earl Timberlake wasn't what you hoped he would be.
Still had dudes, though, right? Like, that team
It was DeAndre Williams. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. DeAndre Williams and Jalen Duren. That's pretty good. And then, like, some experience.
Not the DeAndre we saw towards the end of his time at Memphis, but still a pretty good.
I mean, he was a really good college basketball player.
Really good college basketball
player. You know, I mean, he just was a. And I can't really tell you why he was, but he just was. He was just a guy that would give you, like.
Played his ass off.
I remember when they beat
Knocked
Houston
down some
there.
Big threes,
yeah,
weirdly,
man.
In key times.
No doubt about that. So, okay, so you think even though they're picked to be the favorite, they could be the underdog?
I think if Penny and his staff want to make that the.
They're going to do it because you've got Bart Torvik,
the mantra
Sand, South
or whatever. Right. If you want to put that on the bulletin board in the Lori Walton Center, I think they're able to do that. Just because, like, nationally, like, look at the advanced analytics, right? Look at that. They're not on anybody's preseason top 25 that
you
I've
know
seen.
No, Penny's going to do
not
that.
Not even sniffing and that.
He's going to note the second vote, the other coach exactly. who did not vote for them.
Exactly.
In the poll. And you use that as motivation.
Now, obviously, he has to vote for somebody else.
Yes.
Correct.
But there were two.
So
there's one. That's what I'm saying. He'll use that as motivation. What Penny does.
I know people said Ron Hunter. You think Ron
Hunter? That's who I said.
Just a troll? You think Ron Hunter voted for?
I don't know.
Just to be funny?
I think it was Hodgson that didn't vote for Memphis. That's my guess.
But he can't. It's two South Florida votes, no?
No.
Yeah. On this. No.
Memphis got 11 to 13 votes. Could have only gotten 12 because Penny can't vote for his own team. So there's one coach.
But no, he's saying South Florida got two.
Did they get the other two votes?
So Penny voted for South Florida.
Clearly.
So who else voted for South Florida?
That's what I'm saying. Hodgson did not vote.
No, you're right.
That's
we could eliminate.
You can eliminate Hodgson is what I'm doing.
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah, because South Florida got the other vote.
Maybe AK.
AK is a great one.
AK is a good prime suspect.
I thought Jeffrey, I think it was Jeffrey I was talking with yesterday, made a good point. AK seems to really respect Penny.
Well, he beat his ass three times the last year, so he should.
I don't know. And whereas Ron, I think, comes up to him smiling and everything else, and then I don't know. I lean toward Ron over AK. But
I don't know who else.
Could be wrong.
I don't know who else, like the you know.
I think AK respects Penny.
The history, right?
How could you not after what he did last season?
Penny, too.
Dude, I think Ron is old slick with it.
You don't like Ron?
No, he tries to sandbag you and tell you he's your friend, and then, you know, in the end,
he's a character, man.
And he solved the thorn that was Ron Hunter the last couple of times, though, so.
Right.
Kind of got him out of his side.
Ron had
our number for a minute.
Okay, what about the Temple coach?
Adam Fisher.
Couldn't he have some feelings about, you know?
Possibly, since they've got Barry and everything.
Yeah, and they rigged the game on
again,
Memphis.
It could be.
Those guys got excommunicated from college. At least one of them.
It doesn't necessarily have to be hate as much as it is some coach that's looking at Torvik and saying, you know what? I'm going to take South Florida because Torvik says so, and I like their coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have just been that.
Could have been that.
Ron Hunter or somebody stabbing a knife in Penny's back.
It's got to be the Temple coach, right? Because Penny always steals players from Temple in the offseason.
It's been a couple straight years.
Jordan, he's been hitting Wichita State up, too. It could be Wichita State's coach. Could be him. It really could be him.
I've gotten a couple from them.
Yeah, so I think it's either Ron Hunter, the Temple coach, or the Wichita State coach would be my guess.
Although, I mean, Bart Torvik has this, right? I mean, the analytics South Florida ahead of Memphis.
Whoever voted for South Florida is not delusional.
The Rice coach could have just looked at Torvik and said, I'm voting for South Florida.
Yeah, told SID, hey, just follow Torvik or follow whatever.
But normally what happens is we know in these coaches' polls is like they just put their assistant on and say, just vote for Memphis or whatever.
Or your SID.
This was a very deliberate, no. Don't just vote Memphis. Don't just vote Memphis. We're voting for South Florida. We'll never know.
I'm telling you, Penny will use it as motivation.
We'll
he finds the most infinitesimal thing.
Yeah. Anyway, should be a fun year, right?
Should be fun. Starting with Birmingham this weekend for American Conference Media.
What you
going to
ask Tim? What you
going
to ask
Pernetti? John, I'm disappointed you're not going, man. I saw that tweet. I was so hyped.
That's amazing.
I was like, yo, John Martin is emceeing American Conference Media Day. It's lit.
Dude, Parthen's known me for 3 years, and he still hasn't picked up on my humor. It's amazing.
I retweeted that and everything.
I know you did. I know you, because you text me, and I'm like, dude, I'm joking. That's the joke. I'm emceeing American Media Day. So
they were
like,
talking about it at the press conference before. We were waiting on Penny. and I think it was, I forgot who it was, but some other reporter, you know, saw the Field 68 tweet and was like, oh, looks like John is, you know, is gonna MC.
Hey, I was like, oh, shoot, that man. That folks had gonna have to pay me that $7,000 that you know, Israel's giving out. They're gonna have to give me that $7,000.
So Jeff Goodman can make his way down there, but you can't.
He's getting paid.
Oh, man.
He's getting paid, dog.
That's true.
They give me $7,000, I'll do it. Hell yeah, I'll be like, and here comes Eric Conkle. You know what I mean? God. Dude, I got kids, you know, but I'm not gonna go down there and just, you know, oh boy, the American Conference. You know, that ain't for me, bro.
We don't want you doing that either, Parth, when you get there.
I won't be doing none of that
in
Mickey Mouse stuff.
Pernetti's face.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what Goodman and Dosh are going to be doing, but again, Disney's paying
but
for that.
But they're also, I don't know. It's a tough balance, right? Because you got to kind of, it's talking season, so you got to pump these guys up, but then you got to be critical a month later.
They, 100%. They were yucking it up with your boy, old Hubert Davis, you know, acting like he ain't about to get his ass fried after the year. I mean,
hey man, chill on Huber.
I can't do that, man. Best coach on campus over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Between football and men's basketball, sure.
That's well, what else matters?
They got a pretty
their
dominant
women's soccer program was right.
You're right. My apologies.
Field hockey?
Don't be coming
to
field
Madsen,
hockey,
bro.
No, people don't even play that sport. But women's soccer, you're right, because that's the same claim that we lay, that our women's soccer coach
is the best.
Yeah. So, anyway, all right. Enjoy Birmingham.
Will do.
Do it for me.
Thank you for
this. Do it for me, man. Do it for me.
I'll try to.
All right. And tell Tim Pernetti I said hello.
You flying?
No, I'm not. Come on, bro. I'm not flying to Birmingham.
No, he was going to, but the air traffic controllers are shut down, man. So, he's going to have to drive this time. He's Parthi Padyai. Catch him out in transit. Covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Come back, wrap this up. Jason and John on Turner FM. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be here for you. When you sell your house, the goal is to make the most money for your house. It's just the reality of it. And there are lots of ways to do that, but the Live Love Group has mastered them all. Even in challenging, evolving conditions, they are going to do that for you. I would recommend, if you're somebody that's been on the fence of, is it a good time to sell? Is it a good time to buy? Whatever the case may be, don't make any of those decisions before you get with Jennifer Carson and her team at the Live Love Group. Reach out, SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com. They are truly the best. A big game tonight. I don't even know. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I'm sitting across my partner. He has disposed of his laptop. He is going raw. And I got to say, I mean, somebody's excited for the weekend over here.
Well, I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited about tomorrow night. Hello, Cubs.
This is
Brewers
the first time I've ever seen you without a laptop doing this show. It's very strange, bro.
Well, you do it. You do it without anything all the time.
I do.
So you're just looking in a mirror right now.
This is what
I see with you. I saw, is this guy prepared?
That's right.
Every show, you managed to pull it
off.
Amazing. You're very prepared.
That is amazing,
man. And now I look like you.
That's right.
And yeah, you're shocked by it.
Yeah, I am.
This is really a symbolic of the week is over.
Exactly. You are checked out.
And old Deke about to get to some weekend.
You know,
got a lot planned.
You know what I would call you if I was at your church? I would call you not the weeping deacon, the weekend deacon. Because nobody does the weekend like this.
You're right. And I look forward to Sundays in a way that I didn't.
That's right.
Pre-2015, before 2015.
There you go. Because now CJ's all in.
Oh yeah, doing a mission statement every week.
He runs your fantasy team.
Oh, that too.
Very well.
Yep.
you know?
I don't know, Will.
Yeah, so.
Made some mistakes last week.
Hey, let me get George some news as we get out of here. Chuba Hubbard officially out. O-U-T.
Ooh, don't worry. I already saw. Kamani Vidal, you're starting.
Kamani Vidal, get the call.
He's not starting. What? This is a split backfield.
He's starting for me.
Oh, you're putting him in. I thought you meant that the Chargers had decided Jake to put him in over Hassan.
We're not putting
a practice squad, dude, ahead of my guy.
He used a waiver claim on Hassan Haskins.
I didn't even have to do all
I've got
that.
To memorize. And you said we spent some time with the Titans?
Yeah,
I'm getting to know my new running back, Hassan Haskins.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Titans in 2022, and they cut his ass.
No.
He stinks. Anyway, Rico Dowdle, revenge game against the Cowboys. Anybody in here got Rico Dowdle on their team? I do. Let's go. Should be a fun weekend. Go
they
Bulls.
Can't stop the run.
Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. We are all
Horns
Bulls
up.
Tonight.
We are all Bulls. Keep game day hope alive. Keep the Memphis hope alive. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Parthi Podjai for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.